us through the new march of dimes, help prevent crippling diseases, birth defects, arthritis, polio. Your dimes and dollars are desperately needed to win this fight, so please say yes. Yes to the new march of dimes. The WEBR weatherscope says changeable skies and warmer today, tonight, and tomorrow. A high temperature today around 40 degrees, the low tonight about 30. Southwest winds 15 to 25 miles an hour. The current temperature reading 32 degrees, the humidity 91%. WEBR has brought you up to the minute with the news for International Iroquois. Jim Curtis reporting. Our next scheduled newscast at 9 o'clock. Here's a song you know, so why not sing along for fun and prizes on 970 in Buffalo, WEBR. Read Dear Abby's lively column in the Courier Express every morning for her brilliant, witty handling of life's problems. You will appreciate Abby's humor, as well as her keen understanding and insight into problems of readers of all ages. Dear Abby is just one of the many fascinating features of the Courier Express. WEBR time is 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
There's the medley of singing along type melody at 12 minutes after 8 o'clock here at WEBR, and we're about ready to hear from the all-seeing eye high in the sky. A reminder that this is it here on the Niagara Frontier, singing along radio, the most talked about sound around. And around and about is Jack Sharp in WEBR Traffic Copter, brought to us by Tinney Cadillac Corporation, Buffalo's only authorized Cadillac dealer, Maine and Jewett Parkway. Jack?
Coming in over Almond Avenue, and this is Jack with the Creek Expressway underpass right at the present time, and traffic from the north is moving into the downtown area in pretty good shape today. There isn't too much of a delay on Main Street. There's some in the usual troublesome area, but not as much as usual. Delaware Avenue is in pretty good shape. Some back up at Lancaster, but this is practically as sure as the sun coming up in the morning that there's going to be a backup there. Forest Avenue isn't causing any problems this morning. The Forest Delaware Light, fortunately for everybody concerned. Grant Street traffic is also very light into the downtown area at the present time. Amherst Street, Kenmore Avenue, of course, and Hurdle, three of the major east-west routes in this area, shows no signs of any traffic congestion. A fair amount of traffic on all of them, but proceeding quite well. Main Street in the Buffalo, University of Buffalo sector, also moving very well. A little delay at Windspear, but no serious difficulties in that area. And Kensington traffic was also moving fairly well. The throughway over here on the west side has surprisingly light traffic. There's a fair amount of it, but it could be a lot heavier. We've seen it heavier than this heading into downtown. And it also is moving with no problem, with the exception of one thing. Here at the Skagit Creek Expressway connection, where they're building the bridges, they are still removing an earthen dam they use when they put the supports in, and therefore they have one lane of the downtown bound side blocked off with the big trucks in there and a clam shovel pulling up this dirt and dumping it in there, so there is a delay there. You have to go out around this situation. It is not affecting traffic too much, but there now seems to be a delay back a little further. I'm going to have Ace Island go back there. We just seen one build up there. We can hold on for just a second. Just north of the International Bridge, there seems to have been something happen up here, and we're going to go take a look at it. There's quite a bit of traffic back up. Apparently, it was just a question of a jam-up, and they are it's way back here that they're starting to swing them into one lane, much as Louisiana Street Bridge, and there's a definite bottleneck here now for downtown-bound traffic on the Niagara Thruway. The line is probably 100 or 150 cars in the line, and heavy traffic still coming in, so there is a slight delay of 3 or 4 minutes in this area. Back to the ground, this message.
The finest automobile dealership in western New York, Tinney Cadillac, announces a fabulous new service guarantee for used car buyers in the area. Now, when you become the proud owner of a beautifully reconditioned Gold Crest Cadillac from Tinney's, you receive an amazing new service guarantee that guards you 50-50 against the costs of mechanical breakdown for as long as you keep the car. No one else, only Tinney, offers this worthwhile financial protection. Never again will you be concerned about the whole cost of parts or service in the event of mechanical failure. You'll enjoy a new freedom from expense with Tinney's exclusive Partners for Life service guarantee. Only tires, battery, usual wear, and certain equipment are not covered. Come in and test drive a Tinney Gold Crest Cadillac, the finest late model automobiles on the market, Find out about the history-making new lifetime service warranty at Tenney, Maine and Jewett Parkway. Cadillac Corner for all of Western New York. They have as public service to the motorists of Western New York, presented our traffic after report this morning. 16 minutes after 8 o'clock, WEBR time, the temperature 32 degrees, and Dinah Shore from Molly Brown. Eighteen and a half after 8 o'clock, WEBR time, 32. We'll have the weather in a minute from now. NFT starts the new year right by putting 5 dozen handsome new buses in service on various routes throughout the city. Each one of these 60 new buses, 10 ways better for you, thanks to NFT's constant concern for passenger comfort and convenience. Each of these new buses features an easier boarding step, a tasteful and colorful interior, brighter inside lighting to begin or end your day more pleasantly. And whether you're on your way to the office or you're going shopping, you sit down in soft cushion seats, look out bigger windows, relaxed in airier and warmer comfort. Watch for these wonderful new buses in your area within the next few weeks. 5 dozen bright new buses, 60 more reasons to take it easy and take a bus. The weather scope says changeable skies, warmer today, tonight, tomorrow, a high of 40 degrees. And how long has it been since we've talked in terms of 40 degrees, huh? A couple of days of this and it'll melt the snow. Around 30 low, wind southwest 15 to 25 an hour, 32 degrees, humidity is 91%. Minutes after 8 o'clock, Marty Ames. Twenty-three and a half minutes past 8 o'clock, WEBR temperature 32, going as high as 40 today.
This is Winifred Cabot in the Paquin Center for Hand Care. I wish you could see all the letters that have come in here from women telling us how much they like Paquin's hand cream, and we say thank you. Rich Paquin's, you know, was originally made for doctors and nurses. That's why it's such a special hand cream, different from any other you can buy today. But to get back to the letters, so many of them, while praising the hand cream, said, if only you put it out in a tube, or why don't you put Paquin's in something convenient to carry, a purse size? Well, the Paquin people have responded, and you can now buy Paquin's hand cream for extra dry skin in a light and handy tube that fits neatly into your purse. This is the perfect way to be sure your hands get Paquin's care wherever and whenever you want it. Look for Paquin's hand cream in the white and rosy pink travel tube today. And be sure to keep Paquin's on hand always for soft, smooth, comfortable hands.
We approach 25 minutes past 8 with a new listen for you by Billy Vaughn called Wheels. Drive carefully. Copter report follows in 2 minutes.